Hey, podcasters, coming up on today's show, I want you to focus in, especially those of you in that midlife area, on Christine, who was 58, and she thought it was too late. I beg to differ. You'll hear the call and others, which start right now. Live from Nashville, Music City, USA, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. Really excited to get into today's program. We're going to do something fun here, something we've not done on the program before. And I'm excited because it's something that we, as a community, you, the listeners, whether you're listening on SiriusXM or the podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can be a part of this on social media. We can all do this. And who doesn't want to have some positive contribution on social media? Now, maybe you don't want to have a contribution at all. You're fed up with it. I get it. But if you're on social media and you want to have something positive to contribute to the conversation, and it actually blesses somebody and it makes their day and it boosts you, would you want to do it? I think the answer is yes. So here's what we're doing. Been talking with the team about this. I did a post, I think it was two Thursdays ago, and I did a search recently for the hashtag Thank You Thursday, and it's not wildly popular. Again, you people that are on social media, you'll know what I'm talking about here. There is Flashback Friday and Throwback Thursday. So Throwback Thursday, I think, came on the scene first, and people still do it. They do some kind of picture from the past, and it's big fun. Hashtag Throwback Thursday. Then hashtag Flashback Friday, because everybody loves sharing old stuff. Then that kind of came on the scene, and so that does a lot of activity as well. But I researched hashtag Thank You Thursday, and it's relatively unused. People have used it, but it's not caught on. What if we here in this little community kind of made it catch on? I just think that'd be fun. Is it for that we can brag about it? No, it's just fun. But the reason it would take off is because I really believe there's something special in gratitude. Something happens in us when we thank others who have done something for us, who have made our lives better, who have given us an opportunity, who have opened doors for us, who have taught us something, who have believed in us. You fill in the blank. So I did this 2 weeks ago. I thanked one of my mentors. And by the way, mentors is one of the people that I write about in the new book, The Proximity Principle. And today I am highlighting another type of person that we write about in the Proximity Principle. There's five people, five places, and then four practices. That's how we unpack the Proximity Principle to help you get the opportunities you need to step into the work you love. And so one of the people I'm focusing on today, of the people groups from the book, is peers. So I just posted less than 30 minutes ago on my Instagram page, at Ken Coleman Show. And I posted a picture with two of my lifelong buddies, met them in college, Bill and Jeremy. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you've heard me talk about Bill. I work now with Jeremy. It's just unbelievable. We met in college, we went our separate ways, and came back together in Nashville, all on our own unique path. And to be able to do life with these guys, live closely to them, work closely with them. You want to talk about proximity to the kind of peers you need to be around? These guys are it. So here's the point. I'm not asking you to just go look at the post. What I want you to do is go look at the post and then in the comments tag somebody that you're thankful for and use the hashtag Thank You Thursday. And let's just thank people. Call them out. Hey, you believed in me when nobody else did. You gave me an opportunity when no one else would. Whatever it is, you poured into me. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it's a coach. Maybe it's your mom, your dad, grandparents, an uncle, a godparent, a friend, a colleague. And let's be about the business of thanking others for what they've done for us. Because we all, where we stand today, stand on the shoulders of somebody else. And I think that what will happen here is that we can give gratitude the due it deserves. That living in a state of gratitude keeps me grounded in the present. So, again, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to my Instagram page, at Ken Coleman Show. And I want you to look at the latest post, and in the comment section, tag somebody that you're thankful for and use the hashtag Thank You Thursday. Let's see if we can create a little blip. How about that? How fun is that? Talk about doing something that matters on social media. That's it. So there you go. All right, a little bit later in the show, I'll tell you about the special offer we've got going right now for the Proximity Principle. My new book comes out May 13th. I've got a special offer going. You can pre-order it right now, and it'll be mailed to you on May the 13th. We have some special goodies. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Christine, who's on the line in Boston, Massachusetts. Christine, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. How can I help?
Well, I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out what's next for me. For the last 10 years, I was my mom's caregiver. She recently passed away.
I'm sorry.
And in those 10 years, I put me on the shelf. And now she's gone, and I don't know what to do.
Gotcha. Now, when you say you don't know what to do, meaning you're not sure where to go as it relates to work, what job, what career is available for you?
Yes.
Okay. And
basically.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it truly that you have no ideas, zero ideas in your head, zero dreams that you had at some point in your life you had to put on the shelf? I think the way you said that is absolutely perfectly said, because that's really what you've had to do. But I just wonder if there weren't some dreams at some point, if there weren't subject matters, if there weren't tasks or functions or roles that you played early on, or you dreamed about playing, but life threw you a different path and you never got to that. Is that your case? You have zero idea, or you have some ideas, but you're terrified and scared, or you really don't know where to start? I need to know where you really are in this moment.
I don't know where to start. I'm 58. There are a couple of things that I always dreamed about doing, but I never did. And now I'm too old.
No.
I always wanted to be a park. I am. I already researched it. I always wanted to be a park ranger.
Okay.
And 58 is too old to be a park ranger.
They told you that.
I think 38 is the age limit.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got me on a technicality. But here's what I'm saying. Christine, it's not too late for you to do work that you love.
Okay.
Come on now. I want you to hear what
I
just
you're
said.
You're right. No.
Thank you.
No,
all right.
I know that.
Good.
Right now, I'm just trying to find out.
All right, good. No, we just needed
that
to.
Is.
I know, but we needed to set that in stone first. Because I think you have some ideas. For instance, let's just play out this park ranger thing. What about, I want you to identify quickly, just boom, 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 boom. What are the functions, the type of work, the environments that a park ranger does that really attract you? Because I think we can find some similar work and find some ties to the work of a park ranger. So what are the things that stand out to you? You go, that's what I would love about being a park ranger. Go.
Being outside, being in the woods, or being in nature, and helping people. Those are the top three things that popped into my head.
All right. Well, so outside in nature is the same thing. All right. So we got
right.
you in
so
nature. So that's one. Now, how does a park ranger help people in your mind? You're attracted to how park rangers help. What specifically draws you in the most? How?
That's a good question. Being a park ranger, what draws me in? It's more about being in the woods and even though you're part of, you're still independent, you're part of a group, but you're still independent.
Yeah. Yeah. You like the flexibility and freedom of the role, but let's drill further. So I have a lot of experience with park rangers. So this is going to be fun for me. My experience with park rangers, Christine, is my dad is a history nut and passed on that love of history to me. And so we, throughout my entire childhood, even into college, and now I'm doing the same with my kids, we go to historical monuments, battlefields, homes, parks. And so, in fact, the last experience we had was Teddy Roosevelt's It's actually the recreation of Teddy Roosevelt's brownstone. He grew up in Manhattan. And so we were there not too long ago with our oldest son, and we took him, because he's a Teddy Roosevelt fan, and the park ranger met us when we walked in. And then the park ranger gave us a tour, and the park ranger told us all about all the different rooms and the functions, and gave us, and then the park ranger answered questions. Now, she happened to be stationed inside of a brownstone in New York City, but I also know park rangers that are on battlefields and do tours. Is that the kind of thing you dig? Is helping people appreciate history or nature, and you're talking and giving tours? I need to know, what about being a park ranger really attracts you?
I don't know. I wouldn't. Good question. I feel kind of.
Don't feel helpless. I'm actually opening up your mind. Your mind has never gone down these paths before, has it?
No, I don't think so.
No, I know it hasn't, but that's a good thing. So here's the thing. Is there something else besides park ranger that you said as a role that you were interested in? Throw it out at me real quick.
Marine biologist.
Okay, marine biologist. Did I hear you right?
Yes.
Okay. What does that take? Is that a degree you got to have? I'm guessing you got to have a degree and you're 58. So it is possible, but
yes.
But that's a big-time commitment. But what about being a marine biologist attracts you to it? Give me that. Let's break it down. Is it being around sea life?
The ocean.
Being
at the ocean, being around sea life. One of the things that, I don't know if I'm passionate about it, but that I'm really concerned with is taking care of our oceans.
Boom.
And
pause.
Taking care of sea life.
Pause. Now, that's a complete tie to the first answer you gave me, which is park ranger. So can you become a marine biologist at 58? It is possible. It's a lot of schooling and all that kind of stuff. But the real issue is it the title? See, a lot of folks get hung up on this, Christine. I don't think it matters if you're a marine biologist by title and by function. I don't think it matters that much that you're a park ranger by title or by function. What I think matters to you is the area and the work that is associated with those two positions. So here's what I need to know. How much money do you need to make to be very comfortable?
I don't know, $40,000, $50,000 a year.
I promise you, Christine, that you can find a job making $40,000 to $50,000 being involved in wildlife preservation, parks and recreations, the National Wildlife, you know, Foundations and Parks and Services, working for the United States government in Boston. You know, I was up in Boston not too long ago. It was about a year ago, wasn't it, Joe? We did a SMART conference. And Dave Ramsey and I, Christine, we went and toured all around Boston. And they got all kinds of historical and park services and all kinds of stuff. There's also, you know, you live in an area where there's lots of environmental agencies or foundations or nonprofits or government services, whether it be federal or state or local. There might be, I know there's private companies that are out there doing things with the wildlife and with, you know, sea life or whatever. So here's the point. You have to stop thinking so hard and just start acting. And what I mean by acting is I want you researching all the different jobs, all the different places that are offering these opportunities for you to do what you just described to me. Forget park ranger title. Forget marine biologist title. Let's just talk about being in those areas, doing that kind of work, which is a part of the bigger picture. They need people like Christine who are passionate and who can do what you can offer. And you have skills, you have talent, and you have passion, and you can get in either one of those fields. So go research. Your homework assignment for the next week is to find all the different positions that would be available in those areas in your area. How much money do those positions pay? What qualifications would you need to get? Or are you already qualified for some of these entry level positions? You know, maybe you're a greeter or some type of, you know, person like that. You make a 40 grand doing, you know, times a welcome center or working at a wall. You know, I don't know. You can find out. This is not difficult information to get. This is how we get more and more information. And I think we've done the discovery. We know what you want to do. I don't think there's any, you weren't unclear at all. You're as clear as you can be. You just have to do more research so that you can figure out what is it going to take for me to get there. And then you put yourself in proximity. Get around those people that are doing that. Get in places where it is happening. After the research now, Start getting in proximity. Talk to people that are working in those spaces. How'd you get hired? What do you do? What do you love about the job? What do you hate about the job? Is it good benefits? Is it good culture? Folks, I am giving it away. Folks, I am giving it away. And none of this is difficult to do. I don't know why I'm talking like that all of a sudden, but it just overcomes me sometimes because it's like, Christine, it's not too late for you. You're 58 and it ain't too late. Oh, there we go. There is Christine's slogan. I'm Christine, I'm 58, but it ain't too late. That's your personal phrase for today, tomorrow, the week ahead, the month ahead, the months ahead, the years ahead. I'm Christine, I'm 58, but it ain't too late. 844-747-2577. Coming up, got some more resources for you. I want to tell you about the new book, The Proximity Principle, which I teach almost in every call, but we've expanded it. It's going to help so many people. I want you to help me help you and them. That plus your calls coming up. Hey, folks, I've been talking about this a lot on the show. The job economy is hot, hot, hot. Now, there are more jobs available than there are people who are unemployed, which means for you, the job seeker, if you're ready to move up, the time is now. It starts with getting hooked up with my friends at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You need to go check it out. Here's why. ZipRecruiter has over 100 of the web's leading job boards that they're connected to. And combine that with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter is the best of the best. They're going to get your resume matched up with the right job and the right company. Now, if you're an employer and you listen to the show and you're looking for the type of people who are listening to this show and calling in and making strategic changes, this can change the game for you as well. Try ZipRecruiter for a limited time for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the smartest way to get hired, and it's the smartest way to hire. I like it. We're giving away freedom on the Ken Coleman Show every day. Freedom from the boring job. Freedom from lack of passion. Freedom from meaningless work. Freedom from boredom. Freedom from the past. That's right. How do you get freedom from average? Well, you get on purpose. How do you get on purpose? You get on purpose by knowing exactly who you are. What am I talented at? What do I do well? What do I love to do? So we got talent and we got passion. Talent's what we do best. Passion is what we love to do most. The sweet spot is at the intersection when you can use what you do best to do what you love to do most. We're here for you. You have the answers. I do not, but I feel confident. If you're open and honest, I can dig it out of you and we can help you with a plan. Really excited to be partnering with Liberty University. People are checking it out. This idea of, wait a second, you're telling me I can learn what I need to learn from home and not have to pack up, not have to quit my job, not have to move across country? Yes. For nearly 50 years, Liberty University, which started out as a campus in Central Virginia, still there, beautiful campus. Yours truly went to school there. That's why I'm excited to be partnering with them because they really have become one of the leading institutions in online education across the country. 700 unique degree programs. I've been telling you about it. Why wouldn't you call them and say, hey, I need, or I think I need a degree, or I think I need a certification. Can you help me verify that? Great. Awesome. Now, how much is that going to cost me if I do it part-time? Because I can't go full-time. Great. I need to go full-time. What's that going to cost me? Awesome. They've got the answers. And by the way, depending on your budget, they'll work out a plan for you so you feel, oh, this isn't as intimidating or scary as I thought. They're going to help you come up with a plan on your schedule. Did you hear that? On your budget, on your schedule, they have frozen tuition rates. You're not going to get price gouged. I can't wait for you to talk to them. Give them a call. Start by going to liberty.edu/Ken. Liberty.edu/Ken. Tell them I sent you. Talk to them. Get the information you need to be able to put together a plan. A couple things I want to tell you about. On DaveRamsey.com right now, I have a new blog, and this is extremely helpful. Top 5 common interview questions and answers. So we've done the research and I've written this blog. It's 12 minutes to read, jam-packed with practical stuff. What are the most common interview questions that employers, hiring managers, HR professionals are asking you? And then what are the answers? So I'm going a step further. I'm going to prepare you by, here, these are the top five most common questions. But then how should you answer them? It's what I do, folks. I'm a man of the people. Do not forget. I am a man of the people. I am here for you. So go check that out, DaveRamsey.com, and click on blog, and it's there. And then, listen, folks, I don't want to beat you over the head with this, but I make no apologies. We have a pre-sale special offer, $20 right now, KenColeman.com. Get the new book, The Proximity Principle. I'm so proud of it. It's a principle that came from this show in teaching our listeners. And we realize this is so powerful. And there's so much more depth. I introduce you to the five people. These are archetypes, the types of people you need to make sure that you're around. And then five places that you need to make sure you are in. And then we give you, in the back section, the third section, we give you practices, four practices to maximize your proximity around those people and places. Right people plus right places equals opportunity. If you use the power of proximity by using the principle, I promise you, you can get where you want to go. Available right now for pre-order. Hits bookstores May 13th. And when you pre-order, you get the special price. You get a free copy of the ebook and a free video teaching lesson on how to discover what you were created to do. And can I also mention, this is a great gift for the graduate in your life. High school grad, college grad. They're going into the big unknown and it's really intimidating. And we blow the myth away. We just really do. It's not an impossible journey, an impossible climb. You can get to your Mount Everest. So help us create a revolution by getting the book, passing it out, giving it as a gift. We really, really appreciate it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Brian, who's on the line in St. Louis, Missouri. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How do I help today?
So I've been, I have a wonderful wife and three small children that I'm not really spending a lot of time with because I have been at a job at a supermarket for 26 years and they're wanting me to work later and later. They're wanting me to work Sundays, which that wasn't happening before. And I feel like I'm stuck in a cubicle because I'm a department manager, even though I'm in two grocery aisles and I'm not interacting with people and I am an extrovert. I am not an introvert and I love serving people. That's my favorite part of my job is I love serving and helping people, but this just is not the job for me anymore. And so I'm just not sure what to do.
Okay. If you could pick any group of people, type of people, I want you to really let your brain free. Okay. Really let it just go free for a moment. Who would you serve and how would you serve them? You have really got a great launching pad here for us to get you some clarity, but I need you to answer that. Let your head and your heart absolutely go free and tell me who you most would like to serve and how you would like to serve them.
Wow, that's a tough question.
No, it's actually not. It is a powerful, soul-seeking, searing question. It's not difficult. You just have to answer it, and I think you know okay. The answer. Don't be afraid of the answer. Just say it. Who do you want to serve? Why do you want to serve them? How do you want to serve them?
I want to serve them by just helping them or create an environment where they are together or I can just, you know, be fruitful and make their lives a little easier.
Uh-huh. Okay. What problems?
For example,
go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
It's one of the passions that my wife and I have is we like to host food theme parties. We're not necessarily into cooking, but we just like creating an environment where people connect, or we like having people over for dinner just to connect with them, just to have community with them. And I think that's what I really strive to do is interact with people.
Okay. I got an idea, Brian. I got an idea.
Wonderful.
You're an extrovert.
Yes.
You love connecting with people around food.
Okay.
You love serving people.
Yes.
I'm wondering why you aren't in the restaurant business.
Because they're late hours and I want to spend time with my family, and I'm not spending any time with my family. And I don't want to get in the restaurant business because of that. Okay. I want to invest time in my kids.
Are there restaurants that do breakfast and lunch?
Some.
Just some?
Some. Yeah.
Brian, come on, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, how old do you think I am?
Right. I mean, yeah, there are.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second.
The restaurant industry doesn't seem appealing to me.
Why? Tell me why.
It seems very demanding, and a lot of restaurants are open on weekends.
Okay, great.
And I really want...
Great. Yeah. Okay, great. I'm not trying to talk you into it. I just had an idea.
Right.
But did you see where I just went? So we've at least opened up your brain, because I just gave you three things that, to me, tell me your passion. You love people. You love serving in a serving capacity. Now, you just gave me one very specific thing that you and your wife do, but I thought that was a clue, and I still think it's a clue. Maybe you're not managing a restaurant. That's where I thought this may go. Or maybe you're a maitre d' in a really fine restaurant. Okay, but I get the hours. I get the family thing. But let's back that thing down a little bit. Let's dive a little deeper.
Okay.
What else are you passionate about doing? Work that if you could snap your fingers today and I give it to you, you'd go, oh my gosh, Ken, this is crazy. I think you know something. There's something in your head. You have to know, because you've already given me so much information. What is it? Just say it.
I love giving away things. I really am passionate about giving away things. We have a teen summer camp at our church, and my job is to go to businesses and find things to give away to teenagers during that 1 week of summer camp at our church.
Okay.
And so I love giving away stuff. We give away stuff at, you know, our food theme parties. That's just a joy. I would love to get paid to give things away. That's my dream.
Okay, so write that down. How can I get paid to give things away? It seems absurd, but it's actually not. I think you think it's absurd, don't you?
Yeah.
But but wait a second. Start getting down into that sentence. If you stare at that sentence for at minimum of 30 minutes every day for the next 7 days and have a pencil with you while you're staring at it. I don't want anything else on the paper except that. How can I get paid to give things away? Because it really does get to the heart of what you love. Did you hear the difference, or did you feel the difference in you when you began to express it that way? Could you tell a difference?
Absolutely.
Why do you think that is?
Because it is my passion.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Really fast, I'm going to put you to the test, but I want you to, I'm doing this on purpose. Spit out the top two or three things that you're really good at. Go.
I'm really good at hosting parties. I'm really good at one-on-one interaction with people. Those are the two things I feel I'm really good at.
Okay. How much money do you need to make to be comfortable, take care of the family?
60 to 65.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to give you another idea, but after this, no more ideas, because I've done my work here today. I've done it. You know what I've done? I've made you say what you really know about yourself that you've probably been afraid to say. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I besides that other homework item, I want you to do some actual research into some charities. Big charities in your area. You're in a pretty good size metropolitan area. You know, this idea of you being I don't know if it's a development director where you're raising the money. I don't think that's it. But I think in some ways you working for a national charity, international charity, or maybe a regional local charity that's doing really well. A guy like you who loves hosting one-on-one interaction for the whole purpose of creating an environment where people can be served, and you love giving away things. I think you love the idea of giving and being involved in a charity or maybe even a ministry. A mission.
Yeah.
I think that would set your soul on fire. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. On spot. You're spot on.
Well, good. Because I was getting nervous. I was getting nervous. No, I'm kidding. I think that's what you're researching.
Okay.
Same sentence I gave you. But that sentence becomes your guiding North Star, and then you begin to do the research. What are the charities? What are the missions? You know, that kind of thing, where I am. See, because I can see you, Brian, one day sitting down one-on-one with a donor and sharing the story and convincing them to give a big amount of money. I could also see you in a one-on-one with somebody who needs that charity, and you're trying to decide how to best help them. I can also see you hosting a really nice five-star dinner that's for your big donors, and you creating an environment, and you're schmoozing with all of the donors and potential donors. I mean, I just think, and then you know, going home at night, you get to be with the wife and kids, and you're almost moved to tears as you think about what happened during that day that's going to change lives because of what you did. That's what I see. Go do the homework, and the answers are waiting for you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jeremy's online in Fort Worth, Texas. Jeremy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to, Jeremy.
How are you?
Man, I'm living the dream. I'm about ready to float out of the studio. How can I help?
Great. Well, I listen to your show almost every day, and I'm still confused. I'm in the discovery phase where I can't figure out my sweet spot because I don't know what my passions are, and that's why I'm calling you.
Okay. I like these calls because you already know what they are. You just can't say them, and we're going to get it out of you. Now, let's talk about talent first. When anybody is confused, Jeremy, I'm going to talk to the audience for a second while I'm talking to you. Whenever I hear Jeremy's call me and say, Ken, I don't know what my passion is. Joe, you know what I do, don't you? I lick my chops. I get excited because you're just struggling with something that's holding you back from truly identifying it. So we always go to talent. Because in talent and skills and strengths, Jeremy, we're going to get a clue to your passion. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Now, you're not allowed to think in these answers. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Meaning no excuses about why it couldn't work. I want you to just blurt it out from your heart. Here we go. What do people say you do best? What do you know to be true about you that you've always been good at these things, whether it be a task, a subject matter, a function, a role? You know you have talent and strengths in these areas. What are your top ones? Go.
People say that I'm a good speaker and teacher and that I am compassionate towards people.
Okay. Anything else?
That I'm detailed. My wife says I'm a really good negotiator. Making deals and stuff like that. I've been able to talk all of our bills down to a smaller amount. I work at a law office, and I work with lots of numbers too and finances. And so I'm a paralegal, so I've been that for about 10 years.
Okay. Was there ever at any point, Jeremy, passion for being a paralegal or the legal industry? Or was it just a safe thing that somebody recommended and you fell into it?
It's the latter, a safe thing I fell into.
Okay, yeah. Good. So when we talk about being a speaker, teacher, that means you're a good communicator, which is why you're a good negotiator. So I have speaker, teacher, / communicator. And then compassion is a strength of yours. That's not a talent, and it's not a skill. It's a strength. And then a talent is details. You're good at details. You're talented at just kind of seeing them and figuring them out. So my question is a twofold question on talents. When people say you're a good speaker and teacher, why do they say that? What are you speaking about, teaching about? Who are you teaching to? Who are you speaking to?
Well, I've mainly taught in the context of church. I have two seminary degrees, and so I used to teach Sunday school at my church, and I would be asked to teach a lot, and just really enjoyed that. And
Stop. Did you hear what you just said?
I enjoyed that.
So now hold on a second. That means I get to put that over on the passion line. I don't know if it's your greatest passion, but it's on the passion line. Are you following me?
Yes.
So what are you passionate? You love teaching the Bible? Or is it just people?
I want to make an impact on people, like that has a lasting impact. I want to have significance in what I'm teaching.
We all do. So I'm trying to really dive in here. Was the when you say I enjoyed it, was it enjoying the preparation of the Bible teaching and then delivering the Bible teaching?
Both.
Okay. Good. You understand what I'm saying here? Because I know some people that just love teaching. They don't care what they're teaching. I could say teach the phone book and they go, I'll do that. Or you're really passionate about ministry. Because here's the deal. At some point, you got into the seminary. Two seminary degrees. Is there a connection there? Are you passionate about ministry?
Not really anymore.
Okay, great. And, all right, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so so here's the deal. So speaking and teaching, that's where you've had some experience where you really enjoyed it, was in the church. Anywhere else?
I teach English to Chinese students part-time, and I really enjoy teaching those children.
Ah, so now we have two things you enjoy. And I think the common connection is just teaching and value. You see value in teaching something that is valuable, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And so now I think where we have to really dive in is if you could teach or speak on anything, and I give you what you need to make, which, by the way, is how much? What's the comfortable salary?
Well, right now I make $74,000 annually for both, so
great.
I think that's pretty comfortable.
All right, so let's say I give you $80,000 today, right now, and I go, here's $80,000, and all you have to do to receive the $80,000 is find a place to teach. Who are you teaching? Or who are you speaking to, and what are you speaking about? Let it fly. Go.
I don't know, Ken. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. You actually do. Because I'm not talking about training, and I'm not talking about experience. I'm saying, what is your heart? You said you love teaching something that has an impact on people. That's what you said.
Right.
So who are the people you most want to impact? What's their challenge? What's the problem? Who pulls at your heart the most?
I guess the first things that come to my mind are just kids and young men that are looking towards, you know, their identity in Christ and that kind of thing.
So how would you teach those young men? Just give me two instances of where you could possibly teach those men. Just throw it out there. Not locking you into it. Just say it.
It could be in the church. It could be through an organization. It could be as a teacher in a school context or not.
Yes, sir.
It could be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you like sports?
I love sports.
Did you play sports?
I did. I played football, wrestling, you name it.
Have you ever thought about coaching? Has it ever wandered into your mind, even if it was for a moment at a stoplight?
I would. I thought about it, but...
But what? Stop?
The amount of money and the work does not seem proportional. I mean, I know people that were coaches and teachers, and they were miserable because you put in all these hours and you get very low. Teachers are very underpaid, and I just, you know, I want that dream job plus the dream money, and I just don't see that in teaching.
Well, there's where you're wrong, and I don't mean to step on your toes, but here's what's wrong with what you're saying. Chris Hogan did a study for Everyday Millionaires. They studied 10,000 millionaires, and the fourth largest group of millionaires were teachers. Not because of their salary, but because they loved what they were doing and they lived on less than they make. I'll bet you all these coaches and teachers that you knew that were miserable were not very smart with their money. The data disagrees with what you're saying. You're truthful, and those coaches were miserable, but it was because of their own doing. I'm not telling you to be a teacher or coach. I'm saying one place that you can instruct and guide and teach young men could be in a public high school or a private high school. And are you going to make the kind of money you're making right now? No, but you might be very, very, very happy. Or maybe you teach on the college level. The point is, the opportunity is there. You've got to do your homework and figure out where you want to teach and what you want to teach. Conrad Hilton said, all my life, I have only been as good as my associates, and in them I have found my good luck, my fortune. Are your friends and colleagues making you better? Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on. Hey, folks, I want to make sure that you check out our other Ramsey Solutions podcasts, like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com. That's ChrisHogan360.com.